The Music Hall, starring Bing Crosby. We broadcast especially for the American Armed Forces and their allies. Now, here's Bing.
There's a troop ship just leaving Bombay, bound for the blimey shore. Heavily laden with time's five men, bound for the land they adore. There's many a bloke who's just missed the boat. There's many a lad signing on. But there'll be no promotion this side of the ocean. So cheer up, my lads, bless them all. Bless them all, bless them all. The long and the short and the tall. Bless all the sergeants, the first kickers too. Bless all the corporals. Bless you, for we're saying goodbye to them all. As up the gangway we crawl. No ice cream and cookies for stout-hearted rookies. Cheer up, my lads, bless them all. Five in the morning and you're kicked out of bed to scrub up the barracks room floor.
A pilot has really no privacy now. We're all behind the eight ball. No ice cream and cookies for flat-footed rookies. So cheer up, my lad, bless them all.
Bless them all.
Bless them all. Bless them all.
The long and the short and the tall. Bless all the blondies and all the brunettes. Each man is happy with whatever he gets. For we're giving the eyes to them all. Those who attract and appall. Bless Maggie and Susie. Who's gonna be choosing when you're in camp? Bless them all.
Private and generals, big and small. When you're in camp, bless them all.
Have you been doing anything lately, Marilyn, for the Flyers?
Well, yes, Bing. The other night I went out with a navigator. But those boys must be bashful. Because it was an hour before he held my hand, and it was another hour before he kissed me.
Well, you've got to expect that from a navigator.
Well, why?
They always stop to chart their courses.
Say, I should have told you that, Miss Maxwell. I'm an expert on navigation.
You are, huh? Well, yeah. Easy to steer clear of me, so.
Well, later, later. But right now I need some personal advice on some business.
Isn't it?
Maybe you can give it to me. Huh?
Fine. Tell me your problem and I'll try and give you the business.
I'm in love.
Oh, yikes. Who are you in love with?
A girl. What else? Well, what a girl. You know, she came out in 41.
What's your time on the back trip? To pull her up, she's going too fast.
You wouldn't say that after you've seen a picture here. Take a look at it.
Oh, has Ripley seen this?
Just a minute, you're holding the picture upside down.
Oh, upside down. Oh, pardon me. Oh, now I've got it straight. I got a TL for you.
Wow.
Looks better the other way.
How can I make an impression with the girl?
Stay away from her. Whatever you do, don't give her that line that two can live as cheap as one. I tried that once with a girl.
What happened?
Her father moved in with me.
Say, have you got any suggestions, Mr. Prada?
Well, I was in love once, but the girl gave me the runaround. That kid must have been quite an athlete.
That's my boy that said that. I can see I'll get nowhere talking to you guys. Say, Miss Maxwell, what type of a man do you think girls really prefer?
Well, personally, Yuki, I like a man who is tall. In fact, I can hardly resist kissing a man if he's over 6 feet.
Somebody get me a chair, please. Look, Bing, I'm invited over to our house for dinner, and I need a little advice on how to act on the table.
At the table?
Yeah.
Well, just act within your reach.
No, what I mean is, suppose they play peach.
Yeah.
What do I do with the pitch?
The peach pitch?
Yeah, do I bend down when nobody's looking and slip them in the cuffs of my trousers?
Oh, much simpler way than that.
Well,
so you just hold the pitch in your hand.
Yeah.
You shake hands with the hostess when you're saying goodnight.
Then what?
Just let go.
Oh.
Mal is going to let go now with Milkman. Keep those bottles quiet.
Jumping on trenches all night, turning out my quarter. Well, all right. Now I'm beat right down to the spot. I've got to dig myself some knots. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Now, the noise of the river there, I don't mind it, cause the man with the whisker has a lot behind it. But I can't be punchy with that 62 when you're making me punchy with that bottle blue. I wanna give my all if I'm gonna give it, but I gotta get a shut eye if I'm gonna rip it. So fill out bud with that milk full of us, cause it's all patriotic. It's a sabotage. Look, man, stop the greedy riot. Cut out if you can, lullaby. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Been knocking out a fat tank all day, working on a bomber. Well, okay, boy, you blast my wig with a twink. And I've got to get my 40 wings. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Quiet.
Now the king was in the counting house, counting out his money, and the queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. Oh, the kid was in the garden, hanging from the floor. Along comes the fishing bird, and Papa thought, no, but I want a swing.
Swing it, little swing.
Oh, swing.
Swing it, little swing.
Well, swing a rhythm, swing a rhythm, swing a rhythm,
swing a rhythm, swing a rhythm, and I swing.
Oh, swing a song of about the full of dry. Oh, poor and plenty black bird, big and a fire. Oh, when the fire was open, the bird began to sing. Wasn't that a dream? It's a blessing for the king. Oh, the king was there with a thousand, not about his money. He was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden,
back.
1929, Franklin Delano Roosevelt is sworn in as governor of the state of New York. Bobby Jones wins the National Open. 1929, Commander Byrd flies to the South Pole and Albert Einstein issues his theory of relativity. 1929, and during the long winter nights of this depressing year, fainting young men sitting with their girls before the fireplace are saying,
"Oh, gee, it's sure nice sitting here in your living room, throwing logs on the fire. But that wood sure burns fast."
"Yes, this last load of wood is almost gone."
"Sure is. Tell you what, if we need any more, I'll go next time."
"Harry."
"Yeah?"
"Isn't this comfy? Just you and I, here on the Davenport with a house all to ourselves."
"You mean your father isn't home?"
"No, Harry."
"Your mother isn't here either, huh?"
"Uh-uh."
"How about your little sister?"
"She's gone, too."
"Then we're here all alone."
"Mm-hmm. All alone."
"Well, I guess I'll get out the pool room. I'm lonesome."
"Oh, Harry, stay here with me, please."
"Oh, gee, you remind me of that other girl I used to go with. The first time I took her out, I took her to supper. Then I took her to a movie, then for a drive, and then I took her home."
"Well, didn't you kiss her goodnight?"
"Sure, no. I figured I'd done enough for that girl already."
"My time is your time."
"What's that?"
"Well, it's a new song, My Time is Your Time. I heard it sung on the radio by a fellow named Moody Valley. Ever hear of it?"
"No, but I've heard his brother Lehi."
"Oh, get it? Lehi Valley. Rudy's been pretty good, huh?"
"Well, Harry, you're a card."
"Oh, yes. You know any other new songs?"
"Well, there's one called Stardust."
"How's that go?"
"Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song." Isn't that a pretty thing?
"Yeah, I heard a good one. Reminds me of you."
"Why,
dear?" "Because it's pretty, and so are you. Sounds like this. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you brings joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise?" It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you would love me, Louise?
After gathering a mighty crop of guffaws in such films as Ball of Fire, as well as on the radio, Richard Haydn, oftentimes known as Professor Taft, went abroad several months ago. His mission, under the auspices of the British equivalent to our own Victory Committee, was to entertain the troops, and he did, at the very front. This evening, we welcome him back, Professor Richard Haydn.
How do you do?
How do you do, Professor?
so do I do well.
Oh, I see what you mean. I'm afraid I'm still all of a twitter over an incident what occurred on the train on my return to California.
Why, what happened, Professor?
Well, as the train left the terminal at New York, I was standing, and an elderly lady started to arrive and offer me her seat. And naturally, I was too chivalrous to accept, so I refused. And held her firmly in her seat with my knee. After 3 days, on arriving at Pasadena, I noticed that she, too, was all a twitter.
What about?
Well, it seems she wanted to get off at Philadelphia.
Or to try out for the Phillies.
Professor, how long were you up at the front with the boys?
Oh, about 15 months, Mr. Crosby. Oh, and oh, yes. The boys hear quite a few of your broadcasts and recordings. They're especially fond of hearing your Bob Hope song.
Bob Hope song? I never sung a song about Bob Hope.
Oh, yes. Let me recall it to you. You remember?
Yes, I do. Professor, we heard about you being in the Mediterranean Theater. Did your trip take you anywhere else?
Oh, yes, Mr. Carpenter. I've been directly from America to Europe. And I also visited England.
Beautiful country, England. I particularly like Worcestershire. Great country.
Oh, yes, you see some pretty things there.
Do you really, Professor?
You see some pretty things here, too.
Did you go to Africa, Professor?
Oh, yes, both North and South. South Africa, boogie. In the train. I beg your pardon. I am the singer in this group.
Oh, well, Professor, did you visit the book?
Yes.
Algiers?
Yes.
Salerno?
Could be.
Were you in Casablanca?
No, that was Ingrid Bogart.
Oh. Did you see any action up there at the front?
Oh, I was in quite a few bummies.
Professor, what did you do in case of a raid?
Swallowed the dice and hit the mummy. Now, look, this tittering must stop.
Well, Professor, how is your back after such a fatiguing trip?
I suppose you're going to rest up a bit, get some sleep, and build up your stamina.
Oh, no, not at all. I have already launched a new project. I have purchased a bus, and I'm running sightseeing tours throughout Hollywood.
Well, what do you charge for your tours, Professor?
Oh, I have 2 prices for the Hollywood tour, 50 cents and 75 cents. For 75 cents, I include a bus, lunch, and a trip through Boys Town.
Now, wait a minute. I thought Boys Town was in Nebraska.
Oh, sorry, I meant being across this town.
Saying, why don't you take a trip on the professor's bus?
I'd be delighted to have you as a passenger, Mr. Crosby. Now, you wait here, and I'll be back practically instantly. Well, here's my bus, Mr. Crosby. It's completely equipped with a Cupid charger, no hair upholstery, and a dog license.
Why a dog license?
Well, can't you see? It's a grey hotel.
Of course.
Well, now, hop in and let's get on our way with our sightseeing.
Hey, can I go along?
You see, we're going sightseeing, not seeing sights.
What about me? I'd like to go, too.
All right, Mr. Trotter, drop in.
All right, where do I sit?
You'll find a seat in the last row.
Where do I sit?
Take that seat in the second row.
Where do I sit?
You can have those 2 seats in the third row. And now, if you will remain perfectly quiet and give me your undivided attention, I will point out the various places of interest. We are now passing through Hollywood, the fastest growing city in Los Angeles. I must insist upon a deathly art. The main thoroughfare we are approaching is Hollywood Boulevard, one of the world's finest game preserves.
Game preserve? Why, nobody goes hunting on Hollywood Boulevard.
Tourists, huh? And now, gentlemen, on the left we have the...
Boy, pipe that blonde.
How do you do? Ship it right in, Mrs.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, that's so good. The fare is a full 50 cents.
Oh, but I haven't got 50 cents.
Here, I'll pay it, sir.
No, I'll pay it, sir.
No, let me pay it.
No, let me pay it.
Well, all right, you pay it, Twitter.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to have to get ugly. No. The magnificent edifice we are approaching is the Crowface Circle. Attention, please. On the left, ladies and gentlemen, is the Bob Hope Studio.
What do you mean, the Bob Hope Studio? That's paramount. I work there too, you know. Yes, yes. Bob Hope Studio.
Well, you see what it is, Mr.
You saw my last picture, didn't you?
That's right. Well, and Mr. Hope had all the best billing.
Yeah.
And he also had the best joke.
Yeah?
Well,
on the left, ladies and gentlemen, is the Bob Hope Studio.
And on the left, Boulder Dam.
Boulder Dam? Why, that's ridiculous.
Mr. Trotter, would you please sit down?
Excuse me. Say, what's that over there? Isn't that a racetrack?
Yes, that is beautiful Santa Anita. If you will look to your left, you will notice one of Mr. Crosby's horses round in the far turn into the stretch.
But the last race at Santa Anita was run 2 years ago.
A Crosby horse never gives up. And now we are approaching the houses of our movie show. On the left, you can see Dorothy Lamour taking a sunbath.
What's on the right?
It is no time for silly idiotic questions. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we continue through the residential district of the movie show. And on the left, we have... Mr. Crosby, put down that brick. Please, Mr. Crosby, don't throw it.
I did it, and I'm glad.
We have just passed Frank Sinatra's health.
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know it's more romantic when a dance is slow? Take it easy, take it easy. What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low? Take it easy, take it easy. We've got lots of time ahead of us, the night is young. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know this music should be played instead of one? Take your time, dance it with ease. Take your time, slow as you please.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Don't you know you're not supposed to make a Roomba jump?
Take it easy, take it easy.
If you don't, I fear that our romance will hear the thump. Don't you know it's time for romance when the music plays? Take it easy, take it easy,
take it easy. When I'm in a mood to feel you must be moving hot.
Don't forget that I'm your partner, not a traffic cop.
Is there any fun in running in a one-man race?
If you do, you're gonna meet the maple face to face.
Take it easy,
take it easy. Take it easy,
take it easy,
take it
to me.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.